Now, sad news this morning when it was confirmed that the English rider Jamie Hodson had been killed in a crash at the Dundrawd 150 race at the Ulster Grand Prix. Jamie's brother Rob was also reportedly involved in the crash yesterday, but wasn't seriously hurt, thankfully. Former road racing champion Philip McCallan joins me on the programme now. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Yeah, it's a sad morning this morning in the motorcycle world, but we've got to keep going.
Now, can you just, for those who don't know, can you fill us in what time did this happen at and whereabouts on the course?
I couldn't give you an exact time as it was yesterday, like sort of late afternoon on the Ulster Grand Prix course.
Right.
On a fast section just up from Joey's Windmill Corner, which is named after our famous Joey Dunlop. I believe the condition of the things were that two bike touched, two people were taken to hospital. One of them, Jamie, unfortunately and very sad, lost his life. And I believe this morning that the other rider involved was his brother, who has been released from hospital with no serious injuries.
Now, I mean, that just sort of exacerbates the situation slightly, doesn't it? It makes it even sadder, but thank God that his brother, Rob, did survive. Jamie himself, I mean, he was an experienced rider. He'd been around the bike world for a long time, hadn't he?
Yeah, his family is a very famous and well-raced family and a loved family in the paddock. Jamie was a very experienced rider. He was a very good rider. Last year he had a win in the lightweight class at the Manx Grand Prix, and he went on to do the TT this year where he finished in the top 10. So that's a great achievement and a great experience and a great rider.
Now, road racing is an easy target for a lot of people, and whenever incidents like this happen, they come out of the woodwork once again. What would you say to the people who constantly criticise the sport?
It's usually the same people each time come along and they want to attack the sport because they want to hear themselves being heard. It's a high-profile sport. We get a massive following, millions of people throughout the door, out the world, sorry, hundreds of thousands of people throughout the UK, and it's where they want to put their point of view. They don't always understand the sport. They don't understand, and they start to talk about it and criticise it and want it banned. But we've got to put this into perspective a little bit. You know, this is a sport that we all love. We know well before we go into this sport there is a risk. The fans know there's a risk, and we're prepared to accept that risk. We always hope and pray it will never end in a fatality like has happened to Jamie. But, Jamie chose to be at the Ulster Grand Prix. He chose to race there, and he knew those risks.
The critics will say, is the thrill of the sport worth riders being killed? Do you think that's a valid point, or do you think it misses the point?
I think they're portraying that the wrong way. We know there's a risk and we know it can happen. But that happens everywhere. We've got to look at things. Sometimes I can't understand why these people want to attack our sport when it does so much. It makes our country famous worldwide. We have people from all over the world come in the tourist industry to watch our sport, to follow it. We have riders from all over the world come to compete in our sport and do that. So let's stop attacking it and like we're doing, try to make it safer and happier each year. There's lots of stats for other sports, but there's on average, 137 people a year die in water-related deaths in Ireland. Why do we not attack water and say, don't go swimming anymore, don't go in your boat, don't go fishing? Those people are not expecting an accident. They're maybe a little less prepared for something happening than we are, but we know the risk, and we're prepared to take that.
Well, people do it of their own free will, as you're saying there, Philip. Also, I think we need to be fair to the organisers of the various road races around the country. They've done their utmost to make it as safe as possible, but that element of risk is always going to be there.
Yeah, you never can remove that. We are talking about a high-speed, high-adrenaline sport, like everything else, and there is a risk. We can't remove that totally. But what the organisers are doing, and they're doing a tremendous job of it, is making road races safer and safer. The Ulster Grand Prix, you know, throughout the last 10 years and before that, are removing obstacles. They're working with farmers to remove gates, to make gates a temporary fixing that they can be removed when the Ulster Grand Prix comes along. They have fencing sections they left away to make it safer, you know, and that slide off where the famous Guy Martin had last year in Ulster, that was trees and banking removed. He slid off and thankfully it was no serious injuries because the Ulster Grand Prix had removed anything that could cause impact there. So they are working hard. When there's every accident as well, it's studied afterwards, there's reports, there's investigations by everyone, the coroner included, when it's a fatality, of how we can make that better for next year. But we will not eliminate, there is a risk.
Yeah, and the riders accept that. They know that what they're getting into, it's not like they're going in blind, is it?
No, we are fully aware of that. You know, Jamie's family have been mixed up in racing for, I'm sure, at least 25, 30 years, you know. So we know all about that. We don't need people to come on and try to make, you know, examples of this as why we should ban the sport. You know, the sport has Ireland, Northern Ireland heritage. You know, we get support and following from all over the world for that. So just let's try to make it safe, make it better, and let's keep going.
And let's hope that we have, over the weekend, safe racing and no more problems, eh?
I hope so, and we all hope and pray that. And they're all looking forward to tomorrow's racing. The track is in really good condition, the weather looks good, and let's hope and pray it's going to be as safe as possible.
Yeah, I drove over part of the track about 3 weeks ago, and already they were putting in place safety things, different barriers, removing obstacles. There's a lot of work goes into the safety, and let's hope that for the rest of the weekend that pays off. Philip McCallan, thank you for taking time to join me this morning. Good morning to you.